The Cities of Tomorrow, written by Ryan Dawson, read by Shane Browning. From the Jetsons' flying cars to Marty McFly's self-tying shoes, we have all desired to see a glimpse of what the future will be like. Yet where are the flying cars? Where are my self-tying shoes? Will men soon set foot on Mars? Perhaps most importantly, what are the communities of tomorrow really going to be like? 33 years ago, Walt Disney attempted to create a place where people could see the future with their own eyes. The Epcot Center, experimental prototype community of tomorrow, was meant to be a window into mankind's fantastical future. The center has brought forth many eccentric and peculiar assertions, even proposing that a manned mission to Mars would take place by 2036. The Epcot Center, as one commentator stated, was also really meant to, quote, revolutionize the urban landscape of America, unquote. Walt Disney's idea of the prototype community was not original. He pulled the concept from 19th century futurist Ebenezer Howard's The Garden Cities of Tomorrow. The idea was that to plan a city most efficiently, it was necessary to lay out a circular design with a series of rings. The innermost ring of the city would be the municipal and commercial center, with green belts in between that initial ring and the residential ring. The thought was that the greenbelt would provide the appropriate sustainability and tranquility necessary for the ideal society, a thought that has been widely promoted in recent years. The concept was seen as a revolutionary and unprecedented statement in city planning. This would have been a genuine spark of genius on Howard's part. However, whether he realized it or not, even he was not the author of this revolutionary concept. The blueprints for the cities of tomorrow have actually been in existence for millennia. In the Bible, the book of Numbers contains a set of instructions inspired by God for constructing a very special type of city. Within those instructions, God designed pastures to extend 1,000 cubits outside the city walls, approximately the equivalent of a third of a mile. Also see Numbers 35. These pastures would serve to feed livestock for the city's sustenance, and if a city were, for example, 1 mile across in diameter, then that city would have over 1,500 acres of pasture land surrounding it. Consider these cities housed the Levitical priesthood. Their importance was clear. They were to be centers for guidance, governing, and education, with cities that held priests, governors, and educators. God planned to distribute the knowledge of His word throughout the land of Israel. These cities were not large compared to today's standard, but their impact was to be felt throughout the nation of Israel. They were meant primarily to develop and advance people, not as a machine purposed for creating distractions and preoccupations. The inhabitants of the Levitical cities were not just the Levites either. There would have been non-Levitical residents even within the Levitical cities, who in theory should have benefited from the example set by the Levites. Numbers chapter 35, verse 5. God's cities of tomorrow will focus on the development of the individual into the likeness of God, rather than being concrete jungles where people live on top of one another. Soon God will use these ancient blueprints to create a beautiful future for mankind. He is extending an invitation to some today to help fulfill instrumental roles in building that future, a future that brings a tangible hope. As God planned to use the Levites as priests to the physical nation of Israel, He will in the near future use those He is calling now to be leaders, ruling over cities in sustainable, just, and ethical ways as members of His family. See Daniel chapter 7, verse 18, Matthew chapter 25, verses 14 through 30, and Revelation 5, verses 8 through 10. No, the future will most likely not bring hover cars, and humankind may not reach Mars before Christ's return, although I am still holding out hope for those self-tying Nikes. The cities of tomorrow may not have a lot of gadgets and things, but they will bring tranquility, peace, and joy to those who dwell within them. To learn more, order the free booklets, The World Ahead, What It Will Be Like, and Your Ultimate Destiny.